It's the Miller Lite Kids, the Miller Lite Kids, the Miller Lite Kids, and in the name of the Miller Lite Kids, we wish to welcome you to Miller Lite Land.
All right, everybody, what's up? This is Decoder. You're listening to a special episode this week of Default Radio because we are all still on vacation. So this episode was pre-recorded before a live SoCal audience. Now, I'm, of course, joined here with Doug.
Hello.
And Lockie225.
Yep.
Anyway. And like I said, we're still on vacation here. Actually, Doug is on vacation since he's the webmaster and everything and does all the recording. We had to do a few things. You know, we're not going to be doing this live until next week. So next week we're going to come back with episode 11 live and direct from our studio into your living room. Yeah, or something like
or
that.
Bedroom or
no, or bedroom
anything
or
with
wherever.
Computer speakers.
Yep, exactly. Now this episode, because we really, you know, we're not going to do an episode fucking with content this week. We're just going to give you some recordings. And most of these recordings are going to be from the old SoCal Bridge. That's right. Of course, administrated by our good friend Scott Free, who I haven't heard from for a while. You heard from Scott lately, Lucky?
No, I haven't, actually.
You know who else I haven't heard from? Not to fucking, you know, we're getting into content, which I didn't want to do. But you know who else I haven't heard from? Screw.
Really?
Supposedly.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him. Have you heard from him?
Supposedly,
oh,
actually, still talks to him.
Yeah?
As we all know, this is pre-recorded, and actually tomorrow I'm probably going to see.
All right, well, you know what I want you to tell him? I want you to tell him that I want him to be on the show if he's down. Screw, of course, if anybody's in the L.A. area, you probably know Screw from the 2600 meetings, which he organizes and everything. So
so then you might hear him on a show before the show.
Like, oh, yeah, well... Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm confused.
Well, since we're recording this before we do episode 8, we might as well just let the listeners in on the fucking whole deal. Yeah, Doug went on vacation. He's on vacation currently as you're listening to this, but Doug got to go on vacation, and we're recording this little intro to episode 10 before we do episode 8. So hopefully, if things go well, you already heard Screw on episode 8, which just ruins the whole continuity. I fuck up a word every week.
Take two.
Ruins the whole continuity of our program. But whatever, it doesn't matter. You know why? Because we don't give a fuck. We're not going to edit this out. So I was fucking saying, hopefully I hear from Screw. Maybe I heard from him fucking 2 weeks ago. Anyway, yeah, it's like traveling in time.
So is this 2004?
Apparently that wasn't funny to either of you, but it was funny to me.
Is this 2004?
Huh?
Is this 2004, though?
Yes, it is 2004. We're going to travel back in time to 2 weeks ago when hopefully I spoke to Screw. But anyway,
well,
we're
actually,
along to
Dakota,
the show.
We're actually going to travel a couple of months back, you know, with Eclipse.
Oh, we're going to... This is definitely going to be a travel in time. So hopefully people who used to call the SoCal are listening to this right now because they'll know who we're talking about. We say Screw, and they know all of us. And they're going to reminisce on a lot of the stuff we're going to play here. And one person who I don't think gets enough... enough recognition in the scene is our good friend Tron. And I was lucky enough to speak with Tron a few times, and contrary to popular opinion or what everybody else thinks, I don't really think Tron's such a bad guy. I like the guy myself, you know? I always want to talk to him. He's always interesting and entertaining to talk to. And I like the guy, most definitely. I think he's a fun dude. So we don't all hate him. You know, I'm sure a lot of people don't like him. He does do a lot of things that are pretty fucked up. But you know what? When it comes down to it, I'd talk to him any day of the week. I wouldn't start screaming at him or trying to own him. But there was one day where apparently when, if anybody remembers the old fucktron.biz or fucktron.tk, depending on when you came into it, if anybody remembers that website, when he got owned, he had a little problem with... the guy we all know and love as Prism or Paranoia, depending on where you know him from. And he Paranoia and Tron were friends. They were good friends, you know. They did everything together. They cloned phones together and went frolicking through the woods and whatnot. And, well, one day, Tron, I guess, they got into an argument about if GSM was superior. And Tron got mad, and he said, no, GSM is better, and fucking Paranoia would have none of it. And, since Paranoia is known to be a little bitch sometimes, you know what I'm saying? He's not completely, he's at fault too sometimes in some of these things, but for whatever the case, Tron decided to drop Paranoia's docs all over IRC. Paranoia got pissed off at it, decided to own the fuck out of Tron, and Tron was owned. Tron was owned like no one has been owned before. We're talking 5 fucking years worth of Sprint PCS bills and fucking PDF format photocopies of the actual bills. We're talking old addresses. Paranoia sat there, spent day and night toiling away, reversing phone numbers on all these phone bills, getting old addresses, getting neighbors' names and addresses so that you could call up Tron's neighbors and ask them what a dick fucking Tron was, you know? And there was one little text file I wrote, and it was a stupid little text file about Party City. And at the time, everybody had known about Party City for years, but I just thought I would write a little humorous thing. I was in a writing mood one day, and it was a humorous file. But it contained codes on how to make free long-distance calls through your local Party City. And apparently, since this was at the same time that Tron was being owned, a lot of people decided to take the easy way out. And when they called Tron, they would use Party City. So I'm sure Tron, you know, kept seeing Party City here, Party City there, Party City everywhere popping up on his fucking caller ID. And he knew about my text file, and he got a little pissed off about it. And what he did was, He took me off to the side, you know, he asked me to go on a conference with him, and I was more than happy to oblige, because like I said, you know, I'll talk to the guy any chance I get. Any chance I get, I'll talk to Tron. If he wants to fucking conf private with me, we'll fucking do it, and that's what we did. And even though I was obliging, he decided to threaten me with the FBI, saying that my little Party City text file, which is humorous in nature, telling me that it contained codes, and that was considered telecommunications fraud. Well, he threatened me with the FBI, and I took the threat quite seriously because at the time we did have, I don't know who got them, but somebody obtained a lot of his detailed phone bills. And when Paranoia did all that work, started reversing them, one pattern came up, and it seemed that Tron was phoning up the FBI every day. So I don't know whether that's an informant. You know, to be in all fairness, Tron's story is that a bus went down a couple of years ago, and they still have a lot of his stuff, and he was just calling them to get his stuff back. I don't know why he would call every day to do that, but that's his story. He's sticking to it. So a 20-minute phone call every day to the FBI is what Tron was making. So when he threatened me with the FBI, I took it quite seriously. And what you're going to hear right now is a little bit of conversation between Tron and I. I think, Doug, who else is around? Paranoia, of course, is around. Is Rigel 5 there?
No, not Rigel 5. I believe Dick Pickleson was also there talking in the background.
Okay, Dick Pickleson, the IRC god,
yeah,
is on there.
And that's about it on this clip.
All right, well, let's stop talking about this shit and let's play for the listeners a little bit of the conversation that Tron and I had about the FBI and Party City and him getting harassed and how, you know, I will say right now, and this isn't really a disclaimer, this is just to let everyone know, that I never gave a shit about Tron's docs. I didn't give a fuck about it. I never called the guy. I may have been on a conference line when he was being called, but I never went out of my way to own the dude or to bother him or to call him. Never did. It's just not something I would do. Anybody who knows me knows that's just not the shit I fucking am into. I don't care. I don't care if I hated him, which I don't. But even if I did, I still wouldn't call him up and bother him. But a lot of people did, and he seemed to blame me and my text file for it. So what you're going to hear right now, there's a little bit of the conversation between myself, a few other people, and Tron, the infamous Tron. So, hope you like it.
I saw you using the calling card, and you said no. I did. You didn't. What'd you say? I didn't answer. It's just a simple question. Are you using a calling card? Simple. I answered. What a fucking retard. Doesn't really matter. I don't take lightly people saying that. Cops, you know, because people are calling you a Party City, I have to fucking get my text file taken off of the fucking internet, you know what I'm saying? I mean, big deal, it was a fucking humorous file, that's all.
Why are they calling this?
Well, it shouldn't really. A million people are calling you, and every one of their mother knows about Party City.
Not until I see people.
People have been doing Party City long before I wrote a stupid fucking text file on it. Long before that.
They're trying to hunt crocodiles with, like, super snookers and stuff.
I remember that one.
I've never seen this one before.
That's the one where he sticks his finger up the croc's ass, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm shitting that with a few scratches and it shatters on testicles. Like, oh, what the fuck would a shattered testicle be like?
Bad.
I don't want to know. It's like all broken and
bad.
Tron, what the tell me. Do you know this answer?
11.
12.
Hold
on. I'd like to ask you something, Tron. When you call the FBI, I thought you were supposed to be calling 510-886-7447.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. The Hayward City Law.
Is that where your snitch office is, bitch?
Yeah.
I figured that much.
I just don't understand. Like, I don't understand if everybody has your dots and your own. Why would you come out here and say you're going to narc on people? There's people in
like that area. Just get called the cops. The cops don't stop.
Yeah, but the cops aren't going to do anything. It's a 17-year-old kid prank calling you.
Not
several people in other states.
So, I don't know, man. What did you think of that, bro? I thought that was funny, Doug.
Yeah, it was good.
I think that was funny.
We got to say, you know, not only, you know, do we know Tron, even, you know, people from the past even knew Tron.
Yeah, people from everywhere, all over the place. But, yeah, people, Tron has been, he's, you know, I hate this to be like the Tron episode or something, but there is another thing that I definitely wanted to play. Another thing that touched on the saga of Tron, if you will. And Tron is known for packeting and doing stupid shit like that, right? Well, we had the pleasure a while back to talk to a Mr. John Draper, somebody most people out there would know him as Captain Crunch. And we had the pleasure of talking to him at a conference not too long ago. Not on the SoCal Bridge. This was well after that. This was on just, you know, we were hanging out one day, probably after recording a show, and just sitting on a conf, just talking. And we decided to call up Captain Crunch. And Captain Crunch, definitely a big shout-out to him. He had a lot of good ideas. He has projects he's working on. Of course, the Crunch Box, which everyone knows about. And another thing he's working on, trying to get spammers, trying to, you know, rid the world of them. And I got to say, it's, you know, it's a noble fucking idea, most definitely. It's a noble cause that he's doing out there, trying to save us all from this bullshit. So definitely a big shout-out to Captain Crunch. But we were talking to him. And the reason I think we called him is because we were all pretty fucked up laughing and shit, and we were talking about Tron. And I wondered if maybe, like, Tron, like, everyone knew about him, you know? Don't you think the same thing sometimes?
Yeah,
Doug, lucky, anybody?
Yeah, I think Tron's everywhere.
That's what I think. I mean, like, Lucky, for instance, Emmanuel knows Tron, right? He knows of Tron and Tron's harebrained wacky exploits.
Emmanuel, him and Tron actually go back about 20, 25 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Tron's only like 30-something, 25 years. He's known Tron since he was 8?
I don't know.
Wait, that's what Emmanuel says? They go back like 20 years?
Yeah.
Man, I think this just strengthens my belief that Tron is not merely the one man we know as Kane Ryan Marlowe, but Tron is actually an organization. And everyone, and there's always a neutron. A neutron comes up. Not a neutron as in like a new N-E-U-T-R-O-N, but a N-E-W space T-R-O-N.
Yeah, Tron 2.0.
Well, there's a neutron in town. Anyway, but yeah, enough of that. You know, so we were just thinking that maybe, you know, the anti-Tron sentiment runs deep in the HP scene, and we decided to call Captain Crunch and ask him about it, you know. And we did get to talk to him for quite a long time. We're not going to play the whole tape, of course, of Captain Crunch. We wouldn't do that maybe without his permission, but a little snippet, I'm sure he wouldn't fucking mind at all. And this is Captain Crunch relating a story.
You sure you've never heard of Tron Gambit?
We're going to bring that back.
Okay.
Like I said, I am not sure exactly. I'd have to go back to my old notes and look.
You probably do know him. Everyone knows him. He's been hated for a long time.
Dakota.
But I've heard I know there's been a lot of people that have been hated for quite a while. A couple of the people actually tried to DDoS one of our servers.
Yeah, that's Tron.
You know Tron.
Then you know him. You've had...
Well, actually, we busted him.
Yeah, that wasn't KMI.
Well, actually, what happened was the guy had such a big ego that he bragged about his DDoS ventures.
That sounds like Tron's MO.
I was on IRC. I looked at his IP address on IRC. It matched the same IP block for the probe that he did on a network just prior to doing the scan. Of course, the DDoS attack itself had a bunch of spoofed packets, which I don't believe. But just before he did the attack, he scanned the network. Well, of course, when you do a scan, you do have his real IP address. It matched the IP address of his IRC chat channel. And then I contacted his ISP and found out who he was. Called up his parents.
Was his name Kane Marlowe?
Kane Marlowe?
Well, actually, he lived in Hawaii.
It was Tron. It was Tron, yes. So that proves my theory. Thank you, bro, for proving my theory that everyone has had contact with Tron.
Okay, then it must be that must
wait,
be
wait,
Tron.
No, dude, was his name Tom Mitchell?
I'm not going to dispute or argue with you because I just don't remember.
Yeah,
okay.
But I
do remember one of the persons that tried to attack our network, and we caught him. And he was doing it in a very stupid way.
Yeah.
He wasn't covering his trail.
That's Tron, to a T.
All right. Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he gives everyone shit, and he's been doing it for quite a long time, and we just wanted to make sure that...
He dropped my dog all over IRC.
Hopefully Tron's listening, and he could send some sort of email saying that that wasn't him, you know, that he wouldn't fucking do that. But... only time will tell to see if he sends that email. I would love it. I would love for Tron to send us an email. And Tron, if you're listening, I really hope you are. I hope you listen to the show, definitely. Actually, I'm going to say this right now. We spent a while talking about Tron and, you know, maybe talking bad things. And I'm putting this out there right now. I don't know if I've said it before on the show, but I'm saying it right now. Tron, if you're listening, if you want to be on the show, I will definitely have you. You can explain your side of things anytime. Contact me. And that's it. It's not a problem. We'll do it.
I'm dead serious. We're not trying to be sarcastic and flame you. We really do. We want to have a good story about you. Get your word out there, you know?
No, I'm not being sarcastic at all. Seriously, Tron. I mean, we've talked in the past. If you're listening, we've talked in the past. And you know that out of everyone, that when you came to me, I promised that I would help you out, and I tried. When the people were calling you, I promise you that I would try to ask them to stop. Who's going to listen to me? You know, nobody's going to say, oh, well, Decoder says to stop calling them, so we're going to. But I tried. I felt bad. I don't want people calling you and bothering you and your mother. You know what I'm saying? It's just not right. So if you want to come on the show, Tron, anytime, you are more than welcome. Anytime, just contact us. You know how to get a hold of us, you know? I might shoot you an email. So if you're out there listening, then that's really all I got to say about that. So enough Tron for today. Anyway. Doug, you know what I'm going to do since we're all fucking lazy?
What's that?
You know what I'm thinking? That I don't really want to do any more intros to the rest of the clips. Do you want to just, like, you know, for the end of the show, I mean, we've only been going for what, like fucking 15 minutes barely?
Yeah, about 10.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. For, like, the rest of the show, do you want to just have different clips of people? You want to talk about, like, the SoCal Bridge a little bit, and then we'll just play clips, and then we're just out of here, you know, and people just listen to clips?
Yeah, I mean, we all pretty much know what the SoCal was. It was, you know...
Yeah, well, we have to tell the listeners, that's the thing.
Yeah, the
I
people
mean, Lucky,
that
you still here? Lucky. Is Lucky still here?
I guess he's, like, gone right now. But yeah, anyways,
what the fuck?
For the people who don't know what the SoCal was, you know, it was a party line. No.
It was a party line filled with fucking... assholes. That's what it was. No. The SoCal Bridge was a nice, fun place. It was basically, let's put it like this. It was a fucking Linux box running asterisk with two T1 lines. And there was actually, what a lot of people were wrong was there were three separate SoCal bridges.
Yes.
Because the T1 lines were ported to 24 voice ports. 24 voice lines on the T1, right? And each SoCal bridge could only would have maxed out at 16 people.
And once there were 16 people on there, an entirely new bridge was created. And a lot of times when it did get to capacity, sometimes people would call and there'd only be one or two people on, or just themselves. And it happened to me a few times where I would call in. I'd be like, where the fuck is everybody? And I'd hang up and call back, and it would say, like, 15, you know? And I'd be like, damn, I was in the second one. I was in the overflow bridge, you know?
Yeah.
So there were three cell coverages, but we never had more than that, you know? We rarely had that many people on. But then again, we would never know. Maybe we were at capacity, and there was, like, a whole other bridge created with people with a bunch of Trons on it. But the SoCal bridge was around for a while. It experienced ups and downs, you know. It got shut off for a while. It was passcoded for a while. And
was it really?
Of right now, it's... Huh?
Was it really passcoded for a while?
Yeah, it was passcoded for a while, man.
Wow,
man. There were problems with some people. Yeah, you're a noob, bro. You're a noob. The SoCal was indeed passcoded for a while. Tron can tell you all about that if he comes on the show ever. But the SoCal was passcoded for a bit long ago. But right now it's completely shut down. It's just not there anymore. And it was administrated by our good friend Scott Free, of course, who works for that, you know, the SELEC down there. It's a pretty big SELEC. They have a lot of area codes and exchanges.
A lot of Mexicans.
Most of them go to the Mexican doorbell party line, which we heard on episode 6.66.
Right.
If you recall, if our listeners recall episode 6.66, if you haven't heard it, go download it. We did call the Mexican doorbell party line, so you know how shit goes down.
And we're sorry about
but,
that.
But we all called the SoCal, and just to name some people who are on there, I mean, of course, it was me and Lucky and Scott and you. An accident, and Majestic and White Sword, of course. And who else used to call in there? Rigel 5.
Rigel.
And also Ada and Rios, also of ProjectNexus.org.
Screw.
Yeah,
Royal.
Screw. That people, you know, anybody in L.A., you know Screw from L.A. 2600. He organizes the whole thing. Yeah, Royal from the Boston Raven. He was also, he's been on Default Radio. He was on episode 3. Who else used to call in there?
We had chicks.
A lot of people,
we
man.
Had chicks, man. We had Leia and Roxy. Don't forget
about
chicks.
Yeah, we had chicks. But it was a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun. A lot of, you know, and other people would call in. Fractal was on there a few times. A big shout to Fractal. Mute used to call in. Winter Mute. Everyone knows him.
Tron.
Tron, of course. Icon was on there a few times. People would call into the SoCal, man.
Natus would call
Slip Mode. Slip Mode from In the Now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was on there a few times. I mean, I used to talk to him on the PLA, but he was on the SoCal a few times. But a lot of people would
Mac.
Call the SoCal man. Mac, yeah, our UK friends, Mac
and our
and,
our
Backbone. I'm sure he called the SoCal a few times.
The IRC guys, Nexus and Dick Pickleson.
Yeah, our Nexus and Dick Pickleson definitely, and Mackenzie. They were on
Mackenzie.
They were all on the SoCal. A lot of people, man, on the SoCal. It was a fun time. And for the people who weren't there, for the people who missed out on that, we're going to play some clips for you. Who else was there, by the way, now that we're reminiscing?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we're missing someone. I would really hate that, too, if we are.
Yeah, who else used to come on the SoCal, man? Of course, Lacutus.
Lacutus,
yes. Who runs the board bridge now.
Who runs the...
And we mentioned, as we mentioned before, Prism. Who some people may know as Paranoia. He has two different nicks for whatever fucking schizophrenic reason.
I actually have a question. Who is Ripper? Because I went on when I last heard Ripper on that bridge.
Okay, Ripper. Actually, if anybody was at DEF CON last year, Ripper and Lucky went to DEF CON. I think they had a room together. So if you were at DEF CON last year and you saw Lucky, you probably saw Ripper hanging around. Yeah, I talked to Ripper a few times. Ripper was real cool.
Yeah, because that was the first time I went on the SoCal when Accident told me about it. I was hearing you and Ripper and Prison talking and shit.
Yeah, Ripper's a cool guy. Now, that's the fucked up thing. Now you're reminding me that. And, of course, Sandnigger. Sandnigger was on there day and night.
Sandnigger's a cool guy, though. Yeah, he's cool.
Sandnigger is a cool guy, man. He was on there day and night.
Yeah, I like his personality. That's why I thought it was funny.
He's so funny, man.
I'm drunk, man.
Anyway.
Fucking, we have a clip of Sandnigger somewhere. We are going to have a clip of Sandnigger. Yes, I do remember that, yes. So,
Oh, you got a clip of Sad Negra?
There,
oh,
there
I'm so happy
small,
about that.
There's a small little scene of Sad Negra, but yeah, he's on there somewhere.
That's cool. That's definitely cool. Because, you know, I hate to say it, man, when the SoCal went down, we lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
A few other people used to call up to the SoCal, Daedalus, if anybody knows Daedalus.
PlayStation?
PlayStation didn't really like to call the SoCal, but he was on there a few times.
But I'm the one.
But a big shout to PlayStation. PlayStation's one of the best social engineers I've ever heard.
I was talking to PlayStation the other day and on the PLA, and I was like, man, if it weren't for me, you would have ever had that special needs department trick when I introduced him to that speech thing on XP.
Oh, yeah. PlayStation with the special needs department. That's a legend, man. The special needs department, Lisa Bussey, which we're getting into stuff that nobody knows what we're talking about, but there's some legendary things. The call I made with, I don't know if you even were around for that.
I don't think so.
Kayla Kyla, if you know her. You know about Kayla Kyla?
No.
Oh, man.
I'm a noob,
Kayla
man.
Kyla
I'm a noob.
With some girls. Huh?
I'm a noob, man.
Oh, man. Kayla Kyla was this girl that PlayStation had found her number, like, on some AOL fucking bulletin board thing. Something. It's just something weird,
uh-huh.
Right? I don't know where he got her number. But we ended up calling her, and I fucking bullshitted the hell out of her. I pretended I knew the girl. But just trust me, listeners, we were really bored one night. And we played with this girl for, like, a week straight. It was just some funny stuff, man. But, yeah, PlayStation is definitely, he's a legendary social engineer. He's done some crazy fucking shit, man.
Yeah. Dude.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, you know what?
Some of these phone calls, man, I wish I had some of them just to listen to. This guy was nuts with it.
Yeah, we're still doing crazy stuff, man. The PLA looks like, you know, it's getting back, but, yeah, he's
the PLA is coming back. There's a few people from the PLA that never came to the SoCal, and PlayStation was one of them, but there's a couple of people that we just completely lost. I know Ademus had called the SoCal a few times.
I was talking to Backbone from the UK on the PLA, and he said he called it once, and his number got dropped right away from Scott. So I don't know what's the deal with that. I don't think Scott ever dropped out anyone's number right away like that. You know?
Nah, I think he's. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what Backbone's talking about, because Scott was really stingy with the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, if
I remember one time when I called with a dial-out. I found some dial-out, and I wanted to know the A&I, so I called in, and Scott wouldn't even tell me. He wouldn't even tell me what my own number. I said, drop it. It's a dial-out. You know, he's like, who's calling from Texas? And I'm like, I'm not in Texas. Just tell me what the number is. He wouldn't tell me, so. But, yeah, there was A&I. When the admin was on there, he was seeing your number, you know, but those are the breaks, man.
But Scott
things you got to deal with in the world.
Scott was
I
the
mean,
admin you could trust, though. I mean, because he was the kind of guy that kept the bridge clean, you know, except when he had
yeah,
his real life.
Scott isn't some kid, man. Scott's in the Navy, man. He's out there fighting wars, you know. He's not a kid. He's been doing this a long time. Scott is like he's an expert, man. He's been around since the 70s. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's
you know, if anybody who goes to like these websites, like phone trips and stuff like that, and you listen to these old conferences, like the 2111 conf, Scott Free was on these comps, man. You know, he's not some kid; he's not a noob. So whatever that's worth, Scott Free was on them. He was on these comps. So whatever, blue boxing in there as a kid, fucking with fucking. Step by step and crossbar shit, man. You don't even know. Kids are today. They don't fucking know this crap, man. I know. They're playing with their voice over IP and everything else. You know, they don't know anything. They don't know shit.
Man, all this talk about the SoCal. One wants me to hear some recordings, but two, I also want the SoCal back.
Yeah, the SoCal. This is a thing. This is a call right here. This default episode 10 is a call. We want the SoCal back. Want it back. Scott and Wilbur. Wilbur was the other administrator.
Oh, yeah, Wilbur, yeah.
Yep, Wilbur was the other guy at that CLEC. And we want it back, man. It's just, I mean, the Linux box is just probably sitting there. It's not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, there were a lot of things, I got to say, a lot of things that went on there were kind of illegal. There was some shit that went on, man, that, I mean, maybe everybody didn't want to be involved in. People would do some crazy stuff. A lot of crazy shit, but hey, it was a conference line. It was a party line, if you will. Stuff's gonna happen. People are gonna come on and do crazy shit.
Yep.
You know who else used to come on? Who am I missing? There's got to be somebody.
Murdoch came to
Hairball,
mind. Murdoch came to mind.
KNS. We even heard Kevin Mitnick on there a few times. not often, but he was on. So
yeah.
Everybody who was anybody was on the SoCal. Trust me when I say this.
Now, do we know, or are we allowed to say, like, why the SoCal is down as it is?
No, we're not going to say why the SoCal's down. It's just down.
Okay.
There was shit went down. There was a lot of bad stuff going on. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
There was bad stuff. The fucking NSA got involved, and we're just going to leave it at that. And that's it. But I'm sick of talking. I think we're boring the listeners with stuff that they don't know about. We've got to just let them hear it. They have to hear it for themselves. They have to hear just a fucking at least 20 minutes, 25 minutes of just clips from the kind of stuff that would go on in the SoCal. And this, of course, is heavily censored. Certain people didn't want to be included. They didn't want to be recorded. Certain things we couldn't record due to legalities. So this is definitely a heavily censored version of what would go on there. But, you know, hopefully you get the gist of just the feel of it, of what it felt like to be on the SoCal Bridge, where everybody was at.
Yep.
You couldn't turn around without, you know, everybody was there, man. Like I said, even Kevin fucking Mitnick was on the SoCal, so. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, he was,
Yeah, he was.
Twinkie,
that's right, Twinkie. Big shout to Twinkie. Actually, I think he changed his handle. I think he's now going by Lito Puente.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think.
Huh.
Okay. I like that hand. Lito Puente. Lito Puente. Fuck that, man.
Well.
Yeah, Twinkie, I'm sure we're missing a few people. Hey, if we missed you and you're listening, send us an email. We'll give you a shout anytime, you know, because everybody on the SoCal, in my opinion, was fucking cool.
Yep.
Everybody. There was fucking, even the people who, you know, kind of acted like dicks sometimes, like Digi-D. Digi-D acted like a dick. He turned out to be a cool guy. Fucking, yeah, so there you go, man. I think they just need to hear it. And we're probably not going to come back because whatever. You just need to hear this shit. So just to let you know, you're going to hear recordings from the SoCal Bridge.
I think
if it ever does come back, the number used to be 619-364-1118. And 1119, and that was another thing. Scott had used the old school fucking California loop numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he made even like a real loop, like the low end was a milliwatt, and the high end was a silent line. You know what I'm saying? If there was nobody on, and you called the low, you'd get a milliwatt. I mean, he made it fucking authentic, bro.
Yep.
That shit was authentic. It was authenticity. That's why it was cool. That's why it was fucking cool.
The SoCal was also cool for me because it was local. It was 909 here. They had a 909 number as well.
And that number was just for you in accident, too. That's how fucking cool
it
was.
Not originally, but it ended up becoming, you could only be in California and dial that number.
Yeah, to call the 909. There was a lot of weird, you know, idiosyncrasies about the SoCal. You know, it started off, as many people know from back in the days, there was like 100 numbers that went to it. And numbers, you know, people, we try to get rid of them, we start disconnecting numbers go away, then it was down to 5 sets, so 10 numbers, 5 sets, 1118, 1119, and we tried to get rid of that and just give it one number, and then soon it was just gone forever. But who knows, maybe not forever, maybe one day it'll come back, but you know what, enough of this fucking talking, let's just get into the clips, bro.
People in their minds,
you're
going to
hear a lot
like,
of people on here.
Yeah.
You're going to hear fucking me, you're going to hear Lucky. You're going to hear fucking Doug, Paranoia, Majestic, White Sword, Sand Nigger. Who else are you going to hear on these clips, man?
Well, have them find out and see if they're mentioned on the show, or see if they're on the clips.
Yeah, who knows? You're going to hear a lot of fucking people, though. You're going to hear them, man. Unfortunately, you know, we weren't archiving, like, every day on the SoCal. So
or we will, a lot of cool. Until legalities, we were, but legalities, we can't play everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit we can't play. Everything was being archived, but there's shit we can't play, man. So you're not going to hear everybody, but you're going to hear a lot of people. So hopefully you enjoy it, and like I said, we'll be back next week for episode 11. We'll be back live, of course, on cbzone.org/default. And, so that's it. We're out of here. We're just going to play 20 minutes, a half hour of clips, and we'll see you next week, all right? Later.
Okay. The Beverly. Dial 4. The president of Exxon, that is. Hi, somebody dial 4.
Can you dial International and Party City?
Yeah.
To anywhere in the universe. For some reason, Party City apparently never heard of a fucking password. Don't worry, I already put my fucking Uber Leadsor. I already put Uber Leadsor African American hacker lucky to 25.
African American hacker. He's a black hacker of America.
I put 7-year-old phones or accident.
He's gonna whoop your ass.
Sure is.
He's gonna hacksaw your ass.
I'm gonna be hacksaw. I don't know. I'm fearing right now.
It's going to be an accident.
It's going to be an accident. Get out, you smelly fuck.
Get the fuck off the conference.
There's some fat bitch getting fucked in the ass, getting raped. What the fuck is going on?
What's going on? You have accident and 225.
The party's
tonight. Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The sound quality was marginally better than 2 tin cans with strings. But it was also free.
You are fucking wrong.
2 tin cans with strings.
Number 2 is gay.
Yeah, if you know.
3.
So is number 3.
Virgil 5.
What's up, my nigga? What's up, time? Woof, woof. What's the crack a lockin', my nigga? What's up, dude?
3.
All right, come on. The first thing I hear is fucking blowing.
What's up, Decoder?
The fuck kind of shit is that?
4.
Hey, Decoder. Oh, can I use your lighter, man?
Yeah, you could use it. Here you go.
Hey,
wait, I got some matches. You want them?
Yo, Dakota, in that exchange that we found yesterday?
Yeah.
Try on 21 and 23. 0023, that should make you smile. Like, it's kind of an error message. It's funny.
Really? Hold up. Let me try.
Wait, what actually?
50 is like a long busy, and 90 just rings and no answers.
Well, 50 is a long busy. You know what that is, right?
No, I don't.
Let's think here. Extender.
6.
I didn't really try much on it.
Hey, Decoder.
Yeah.
Go default real quick. Really important.
Oh, God, okay.
Hey, majestic.
Anyway, 23 is pretty funny.
Damn, I gotta find the area code and fucking prefix.
Decoder.
You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it, but let me find it.
Right.
Wait, did majestic already go to default?
Decoder.
Yeah, I'll be on in a second, Lucky.
What's up, Decoder?
Who's that?
Twinkie.
Oh, what's up, Twinkie? I'll be right back.
All right.
5.
Okay. 2 things.
Yeah.
Doug.
6.
Doug.
Yeah, what?
Don't record the bridge.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. I know it is.
No, I swear to you, it's not.
I can hear it. Don't record the bridge.
It's not.
Second, Rigel, did you fucking do that?
What?
That message.
The 23 note, you fucking called it. It's like, please deposit. Like,
what are you fucking... Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, I am... Dude, nobody fucking changed that. I'm going to fucking, damn, I gotta get online, like, real soon then.
Dude, what you're gonna do is get online and have a fucking relay app call it and just, like, isn't it the funniest number you've ever called?
7.
No, I'm doing, I have to give it to fucking Jen at the webpage you have reached.
Yeah, because it's fucking hilarious. I didn't fucking change it at all. Like, I really like the 7.
Dude, are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't fucking change it at all.
It said, oh my God, hold on a second.
It's hilarious. I fucking wore down
you
at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Hold on, that is so fucking funny.
Hold on.
Decoder,
man.
Hold on a second, guys. It's
funny.
This
was
to do it.
Shut up.
Please deposit 9 trillion.
Fuck you, asshole.
999,999,000,007.
No way!
I know, dude. I fucking found that shit last night.
Yo, Rigel, that is fucking lead. Oh, God, I'm getting sick just hearing that laugh. Oh.
That was an interesting laugh, like the kind you only hear in an insane asylum, you know?
You think?
She sounded like a witch.
Nah.
Hey now, don't go there.
It was a little bit
no, I mean like a real witch.
She does not sound like a witch, dude.
Well, usually witches don't, like, have that...
No, you know what she sounded like? I almost had a picture in my head of just some bitch, which, you know how when they're really fat, their face is in, like, the middle of their head, and it's just, like, face around it with nothing? And listen, with a really flat nose and fucking cookie crumbs or some shit, like, falling out of her fucking lips.
No. This is what you reminds me.
Wait, one thing.
Have you seen 13th Ghost?
No, I was going to say, like, White Sword, but with long hair.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, God.
No, I was just saying, hey, you know what, Dakota? Screw you, dude.
White Sword, I only make fun of you because I love you.
I know, buddy. But I love you, too.
Everybody's laughing.
You know what my plan always was? Like, I always had this plan that when I get a house, what I'm going to do is, and it used to be legal, and I think it's illegal now, but you used to be able to order fucking alligators, right, through the mail, like eggs or babies or whatever. And you would have to go to the airport to pick them up for these exotic animals or whatever. It used to be legal to deliver to New York, though. It's not anymore. But my plan was always that I was going to fucking have my own house, and I was going to fucking have an alligator in the fucking basement. And alligators really only grow to suit their environment. So it wouldn't get too fucking huge, but it would get big enough to eat a few people. And I was just going to leave it there and let it live there and throw it some, like, meat every once in a while, you know? And I would invite my enemies over and be like, hey, there's more beers down in the basement. Go and grab a few and fucking just kick them right down in the basement and lock the door. Nuts of the bones. God. That'd be awesome, though. I'm telling you, man. Never, no body.
Help, I'm trapped in the lab and I have to type portion for a pizza or I'll be starving.
So basically, when we come over to your house, we shouldn't go downstairs with beers.
Yeah, don't go downstairs with the beers.
All of us will be sitting there at, like, some party. We're all drunk, and you're like, dude, lucky, go down to the basement.
Although I've thought about it, because that was my original plan. I've thought about it, and I think I want to just get a big, huge fucking snake, because that would really leave no fucking body.
I want to get a chameleon.
In the basement.
Huh? I want to get a albino.
Because I've seen them big fucking snakes, man. And that's pretty
huge.
That's pretty fucking scary.
Like an anaconda?
Fucked. Yeah, you're fucked when you see one of those. Those are like things like 40 feet long. I don't know what the fuck would be going on.
I don't know, dude. I'll handle like Ice Cube. I got no problems with it.
Yeah, right. Sure you would. You know, that was another movie. You know, if a fucking black guy in real life had to deal with a snake like that, he would just shit his pants.
Yep, I know I would.
Fuck that. A small snake, a garter snake. He'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't do. I don't do fucking spiders.
You know, spiders are awesome. I'll tell you why I like spiders, because they eat all the other fucking bugs. You see a spider in your house, leave it there, because it'll fucking eat all the other random bugs that you got
around.
Yeah,
but then if I feel like my sheet's moving across, I always picture a big spider like in Arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah.
Crawling up me, and it's going to eat me.
It might. They're big enough.
Yeah. Even though, you know, I'll tell you what, if I had a spider, I'd want one of those ones that get the size of a dinner plate.
Oh,
I figure I'm going with spider, I'm going the biggest I can get.
That's fucking bad.
Let it sit on my head and travel around downtown.
Sure, yeah, sure. There you go.
Yeah, I'd be like, check out my new hat. Yeah.
Stick it on people. Who's number three, Zor?
White Zor.
White Zor.
Did you see my post on Bang Dog?
Yeah, what the hell was that, bro?
Dude, I was goofing in the gallery, and in Hack and Slash section, dude, it just started saying, edit, would you like to edit stuff? And I'm like, sure.
What do you mean it said edit?
It says in the, if you could even go look at it, it wasn't just me. In the part where, like, you edit your own picture when you open your own gallery.
Okay.
It said edit, and I'm like, oh, okay, so I just started goofing with it. Edited it, turned it upside down, changed it.
Why'd you hack his shit, Zorio?
Well, hey, because it was there. I was just being a goofball. I was like, oh, look, I'm a hacker. He goes, you must made your own. I go, I didn't make my own. I just changed the name of the...
Well, you have the screenshot on there.
Yeah, I changed everything. I changed everything to me.
And what did he say?
Well, he goes, I hope you go... Oh, hold on, I'll tell you exactly. He's all, you guys better be serious. You better be joking around. Hold on, I'll tell you exactly. It's kind of funny. Because then he put a little picture of, like, shit, what was that movie with that kid that could see dead people?
Wasn't it Seventh Guest or some shit?
Yeah, from my dad.
Oh, wait, that's a game.
What about it?
Okay, well, but that's his thing at the end. He goes, and look, some people post on here too in this thread.
Hey, if it's that edit right there, that's not hacking.
I know that. That's what I'm saying.
You're not going to get in trouble if it was optioned to you.
Well, either that or they made you admit. This shit's wide open, and if anybody wants to hack it, go right ahead.
What did he put down? He put, not sure if you guys are joking or just showing, but I set the authorities to allow people to create USB galleries, which isn't the main guy. White Sword created a gallery, which I did not, to which he has full authority over, which as well as public users. And I didn't create a gallery. I was looking at the background pictures. I've seen hacking flashes. You can go there now and do it yourself. Somebody else changed it back. And then I flipped it again. That's why it's all bound.
Yeah, you probably changed it back.
No, somebody else did. Said, hey, Stank, you need to... who said it? Somebody else said, you need to look if you're, you got a hole. Hackenflash actually said he was lame-o. Stank, you really need to set permissions on the gallery. And also, where do you get a username and password if you want to log on?
You do have a username and password.
I do not have a username and password.
No, I'm saying it is set up like that.
Oh, well, out of all of them, the one in there, dude, I wasn't looking to do anything. I was just looking at the different the pictures and stuff, and Hack and Flash just was the only one that was allowed me to edit stuff. I could have deleted the picture and changed it, but that wasn't going to be that much of a dick.
Yeah.
I figured turning it sideways and upside down and changing Feel My Power was enough.
I wouldn't go around fucking hacking people's shit on there, bro. I don't know, man.
Dude, White Sword's lead. Leave him alone.
What, he got mad at it?
No, he was like, no, because then he posted a little picture at that little thing with the, I see dumb people. They're everywhere. They walk and like everyone else. They don't know that they're dumb, and some of them, they post here.
Huh. Well, did Snake Dog fix the gallery then?
Hold on,
oh,
look.
Dude, you know what? Since my computer's broken, who's going to do me a favor?
Hi.
Who's going to do me a favor, since there's only us 3 on here now anyway?
Saying hi.
What?
What do you want?
Oh, fucking, I know you would do a fucking White Sword. Get fucking BinRev 14 and fucking play it on here.
Oh, yeah, I had to work, but I need to download that anyways.
Oh, okay, Doug, get BinRev 14 and play it here. My sound card is also broken.
Oh, man.
Yeah, White Sword, my computer just took a big shit this morning. It just stopped fucking working.
I thought you know who it was, moron. I thought you had my telephone number, you fucking jackass.
See, it ain't me.
Okay, either it's a half-ass Arnold impression, or it's a really bad Sean Connery impression.
It's my Nexus impression. I'm somebody special. Look at me, I'm somebody cool.
Show's over?
They turned it off.
Pretty much, this jackass kind of interrupted.
Who interrupted?
Don't blame it on me, you fucking moron. You came in yelling and screaming. I didn't want to hear this crap. I can do it all by myself.
Who the hell are you?
Don't worry about it. Fuck Nexus. He's a prick.
Is that White Sword?
I'll be back. If anybody comes on for me, tell them I'll be back in like 15 minutes.
Well, okay, I'm your messenger and everything.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I know you're going to be here.
Fuck you.
Wait.
Yeah. Dude, I don't care. I want everything in there.
Dude, it's someone to write it, but it's not gonna be me.
Okay, listen. I just want my shit. I want this zine to have basic stuff, advanced stuff, varied stuff, anything.
Everything stuff.
Yeah, anything and everything. I want a basic, advanced. Yeah. I want everyone, even if they're not into hacking and freaking, to be able to read it.
You know, that's what I like about a binary revolution. No, and I'm not into my shit. I can understand what they're talking about, and it makes sense.
Yep.
I think the guy that runs Binary Revolution was a cop or something, though.
Who, Stank?
Stank Dog? No.
You're terribly mistaken on that one.
No. Stank Dog is who runs Binary Revolution, bro.
Hold on, Binary
Revolution. Yeah,
BinRev.com.
BinRev.
Yeah,
I was talking to Wintermute. I've been trying to get him on here.
Oh, did you talk to Mute? Yeah, Mute is fucking cool, man. He comes on every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mute is fucking hella cool.
No, it's not BinRev. It's something else. It's like a binary magazine or something.
Oh, okay. Well, no, BinRev. It only has a second issue out.
Okay.
It's a hard copy print magazine, actually.
this is something that's at least a year or year and a half old. So.
Okay, no. BinRev is a hard copy print magazine. The second issue just came out a little while ago.
Have you got any other issues?
When I get my P.O. box tomorrow, I guess I'm going to fucking just put the order in.
God, are you sure you're not going to get caller service?
Huh?
Are you sure you're not going to get caller service for high volume?
Oh, God. Whatever
I
get.
It's so funny. I got my Comcast phone bill today, and they stuff so much advertisement in the bill for checks.
Yeah, they always do. They always do, man.
Dude, I have never been billed for something with advertisement.
No, it's always the cable that does that, too, man.
Yeah. Cable always sends you, like, well, actually, my power company sends out fucking advertisements in the bill.
Oh, yeah, mine fucking doesn't. It's called Con Ed.
Your power company in California, they'll send out shit for, like, how to lower your electricity bill.
Con Ed has been.
Power saving devices, you know.
That's why I like Con Ed, they send me a bill. That's it.
Oh, no. Fucking Nexus, he gets his power bill, and it's got fucking, like, advertisements for fucking electric dryers in there and fucking new stoves and shit.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Devices lower the cost of your energy.
No. It's not just lower the cost of energy, it's like cell flyers.
Electric dryers suck.
Yeah, no, okay, every now and then I'll get the, the pamphlet of how to, conserve electricity, but, when it's not during the summer months, I'll get fucking advertisements, like, literally sales flyers from local appliance stores, it's for me to go buy appliances.
Yeah, it's gay shit, man, that's why I like Con Ed. They send me a bill, that's it, nothing else.
That's what I'm saying, they send me the same shit, but they always have, like, an Energy Star, like,
dude, I just get a bill.
Well, but you know what you gotta think, too, they want you to sign up for that so it takes pressure off your grid.
Yeah, well, fuck them. What? Fucking electric dryers suck cock. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, they do.
I would rather air dry my stuff before I use electric.
Dude, I want like a fire underneath my dryer. Seriously.
Fucking decoder. I wrote the file on how to scam pay laundry machines and how to get free laundry.
Dude,
out of them.
Anything like that, man. Anything. Just send it to my email.
Hey, Nexus.
Yeah.
I'd really like to read that article you wrote that when you and Airball were doing.
Hold on. Which laundry machines is it? Is it the ones with the coins or the ones that
are... I'll be back in a little while later.
Or is it the ones that have that web SIM card?
The pay laundry machines have the coins. The ones with the coins, what you do is, dude, you cut
them on my cell phone.
Hey, fuck it. If you're talking to somebody, white sword. White sword. If you're talking to somebody in the background, fucking mute your phone.
Oh, okay. God.
Whoever's talking to somebody in the background.
We had myself was books at the library, like Rush Limbaugh is a big fat idiot.
Yeah.
And they have like so many great quotes in there that are just like so asinine. Like there are more Indians now in America than there were before the white man came over.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he fucking said that. This is like,
he did not say that.
Oh yeah, he did. It's just like, dude, I don't.
What? Do you have that book anywhere handy?
No, it was at the library. Like,
dude, wait a minute. He really said that?
Oh, yeah.
There are more Indians now than there were before the white man came and took over?
Right, that's not necessarily the white man took over, but before, like, Europeans arrived, or, like, something moderately more politically correct.
Oh.
But, like, still, like, I mean, like...
Well, like, what is he, where is his statistic to back this up, or was he just talking out of his ass?
Right. Well, the Indian census back then, what the fuck?
Yeah, right. He really, and people take him seriously, and people give a shit.
Well, I think he said the same thing about trees too.
There's more trees now than before we started cutting them down. Wow, that makes perfect sense. It's like a million trees. You cut down half a million, now you have more.
Right.
It's like, well, how does that happen?
Right, I know it's.
It's like there's more rainforest now than there was before we started cutting it down. What are you talking about? I'm going to talk to Lacutus next time he comes on because he's gay for Rush Limbaugh and shit.
Oh, yeah, like...
I'm going to ask him. Do you agree with Rush Limbaugh on his whole stance on Native Americans? And he'll be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the fact that he thinks there's more now than there was before we came and took over.
Five.
Number five. Guess what?
You don't exist.
Really?
Nope.
You don't exist.
Destroyed again. I don't.
Hey, Lacutus, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Like, what are your thoughts on Rush Limbaugh's assertions about the Native Americans?
Which ones?
Which Native Americans? You know,
no.
The Native Americans.
What assertions are you asking me about?
Oh, how he's adamant about the fact that there are more Native Americans now than there were before the Europeans came and took over.
You know, that's probably a good point.
What do you... Oh, God. Were there more now?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just with population growth alone since then, with modern civilization, there are more people, I'm willing to bet, that could call themselves Native Americans, legitimately.
I love the Rush Limbaugh logic. It's so good. Do you have any census figures from before the Europeans? Okay, well, can I ask you another question? What is your stance on how do you feel about Rush Limbaugh's assertion about the deforestation?
It's a bunch of deforestation is bullshit.
Well, he said that there's more trees now than before we started cutting them down.
The thing is, though, is that it's a single-digit percentage of the United States land that is urbanized.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying that how could there be more trees now than before you started cutting them down?
I don't know about that, but I'm willing to go along with the Indian thing, though. In all reality, it makes sense if you think about it. If you think about it clearly, about what's happened in population growth, every year that goes by, you know, when you look at it now, right now, there's been about 106 billion people that have ever lived on the planet.
How do you know?
That's the estimate. That's the scientific estimate.
They're wrong.
106 billion people ever.
Why does my mouse go crazy every once in a while? Like, I just touch my mouse, and it's literally moving all over the screen and clicking on shit, and everything keeps opening, like active desktop, arrange icons, lineup icons, everywhere.
Throw your mouse on its flat.
Oh, wow, my display properties just opened up. How'd that happen? Oh, my God. Crazy shit is happening. Everything is opening up, bro.
I turned off your computer, if I were you.
Who owned me?
I don't know. You got me. I have no idea. I don't really know anything about Windows.
Oh, my God. So, you know, this is why I'm always going to run Windows. Because I like that when that shit happens. When I fucking just touch my mouse, the computer screen comes on, and then all sorts of screwy shit starts happening. Like, every program starts opening. That's fucking awesome, bro. You just can't get that on Linux or fucking Mac or anything. You just can't. You can't.
Well, I remember one time I fucking owned my buddy's computer right after he installed Red Hat on it. Like, he's sitting at his house and I'm talking to him on the phone. He's all, like, sending shit up. And I'm all, like, killing his fucking programs that he's running.
Yeah.
So he's all, like, trying to configure his background. I kill the programs to, like, configure his background. He's like, what the fuck?
Nothing beats the time I fucking put back Orifice on some chick's fucking computer.
Yeah.
And this was a long time, but this was like a 95 back Orifice. This was years ago. And I fucking put her on her computer, and just to fuck with her, you know what I'm saying? After that day, I was going to fucking, I was going to tell her, you know, I was going to go over there and fucking fix it all and everything, right? I was going to take it right off. But, you know, I fucked with her a little bit, and apparently she, like, had told her dad that she had gotten hacksawed, and he fucking threw the computer out. He literally, like, the solution was to take it and put it out with the trash.
That's awesome.
And I fucking went over, you know, I called her the next day. I'm like, how come you're not online? And she's like, my dad threw the computer out. He's going to buy a new one. I'm like, why? She's like, oh, I got hacked. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, fucking somebody was doing all shit, controlling my mouse, and a screen came up and started saying shit to me. And what? I'm like, and he threw it out. I'm like, do you still have it? Can I have it? You know what I'm saying? He threw it out the trash, man. Took it away. It was like a brand new computer.
Probably about the only one you could make that argument against is like the Chevy Citation, which is just a piece of shit.
It's just like
the CT cruiser. That car is good for is running into a tree multiple times until it stopped moving.
Lucky used to have a Cadillac. It was the 4.68.
Oh God! Jesus Christ! You're not. Oh, Lucky.
Built on
Lucky.
A fucking neon.
Yep.
Yeah. I know. Lucky, please tell me you did not have a 4.68 Cadillac.
I did.
No. Dude, I've had an S10, and that's the only vehicle I've ever owned.
Okay, I just want to be sure of that, because if you had a 468 Cadillac, I have to beat you up and take it, solely because I want to get it out onto the freeway, run it up to about 80 miles an hour, and then last as four cylinders cut out and never cut back in again.
Yeah, they were always good at that, never working.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, you don't need a full 8 cylinders worth of power here, and you don't need it again in 10 minutes when you go to pass someone either.
Exactly. 468.
Yeah, no,
I'm still pissed off I didn't pick up that fucking Ford Country Squire wagon. It was a 73 Country Squire wagon. It was a nice red color, like not bright red, not dark red, just like a light, the same color that Odd Job had in the James Bond movie,
yep.
With the light wood paneling and a four. Oh, fuck.
And a 427 under the hood. We know today I've watched both Vacation and the Brady Bunch, and so I've got a hankering for some bad domestic station wagon.
Great. I'll respond on Iron City.
Dude, I still haven't returned my fucking Blockbuster movie. that's gonna be late. I can't wait till Blockbuster sends Lucky Miller to collections.
Hang on, how did you get an account under Lucky Miller? Do you have a credit card under that name or what?
Fake employee ID.
Nice.
Yeah, basically, because you have to give them a driver license ID number to fill out on the application. But what I did was I basically told them, I just moved here. I lost my Texas driver license during the move. I don't know where it is. I got the number memorized. I got employee ID to show you, you know, and like, basically I had called the manager beforehand, and she said, well, we could probably help you out with an account, but then, so I got there at like, 4:50, the manager got off at 5 o'clock, the line was so long that 5 o'clock passed and the manager left, but I already had the manager's name. So basically, I did some name dropping when I got up to the front. I'm all like, well, you know, I already spoke to Cheryl on the phone, and she said I wasn't going to have a problem. And then, so that girl goes to the main supervisor and says, well, he says he spoke to Cheryl about this, and she promised that he could get an account. And then she's all, oh, well, Cheryl said it's okay. So that's how I pulled it off, and then I gave him the prepaid credit card that had the name Lucky Miller on it, you know. That has a $1 balance.
You know how hard it is to take apart a fucking computer?
Not very.
If you deal with an OC, I'm dealing with a fucking tablet PC right now.
Oh, okay, that's a little different.
Yeah, and the fact that it's waterproof. Because I'm upgrading the RAM in it.
It is waterproof once you open it.
What? Yeah, it is, because I have the reseal kit for it.
Is that DigiD?
Yes,
this?
That is DigiD.
We are disallowing you to talk to Decoder. Sorry.
Not
why?
Permitted.
That's my gay sexual lover now.
Yeah, you two are going to have to go somewhere else to talk. 3 hours.
He actually sounds a surprising amount like accident.
Yeah, he does.
I had a good conversation with Decoder. I thought it was rather
interesting. You should have had a conversation with Decoder, not with all of us and Decoder.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, is you guys take up the whole bridge talking about this bullshit, and we really don't want to hear
about
it.
You.
Well, it wasn't me who initiated it, if you remember properly.
We really don't care. We're telling you right now, you're not allowed to talk to the coder. That's it. Fine.
You're cut off. If you do it, I'm going to call in the fucking weasel, error code.
if you do it, me and Screw are going to have to go out there and cap your ass.
That's going to be bad, because right now, I'm tired, I don't feel like driving out there, so I'm just going to be irritable when I get out there.
I gotta go, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, get the fuck out of here.
Before the coder comes back.
What's the whole, like, DGD can't talk to the coder thing?
Oh, God. You don't want to know. It was really out of control.
No, I do, because I'm dumb.
They were talking about moral relativism and the three-dimensional universe for, like, 3 hours.
Okay, you know what? You were right. I don't want to hear about that.
That was the abbreviated version of it.
Yeah, no, that was the short version, and you're right. I don't want to hear
super,
about
super,
it.
That was the super, super, super short version.
And he left out the conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah, the conspiracy.
Yeah, you really don't want the two of them talking.
Fran loves you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does, I guess. That's right.
They know where I am.
Uh-huh.
Somebody just got ran over.
See you later, Troy.
Yeah. That Buick just got smoked by that Mustang. Smoked.
Majestic is always, like, walking around, like, the most horrible neighborhood in Detroit.
I thought that was Rigel.
And who else is on here? Anybody new?
Hold on.
Is it not making announcements today?
I'm just watching drag races in Detroit.
Did you throw the announcement on the 8th side, by the way, or is that gone?
It's gone. I don't think.
Gone.
I think me and Lucky were supposed to record one, and we never did.
No.
Whoops. We were gonna record the one to enter your credit card number.
Thank you for calling
this 16-digit credit card number and 3-digit CVV2 number at the tone.
Thank you for calling movie phone.
Thank you for calling Tron phone.
Yeah, you pretty much have to add one line to your asterisk config to do it.
Holy fuck! That Lotus just smoked that Mustang!
Lotus?
Hell yeah!
What kind of Lotus?
I don't know what it
was, but god damn, the thing took off like a fucking bat out of hell.
You think somebody's really driving a Lotus V8 over there, or is it one of those old-school Lotuses?
Probably an old-school, but I mean, hey.
It's not a Lotus Esprit or whatever?
That motherfucker just took off like a fucking Rocky, dude. Like, boom! Holy fuck. Oh, there's a cop. Gotta go.
You have to go? Why? They're the one drag racing. What are you doing?
I'm standing here watching like, yeah!
What's wrong with that? There's nothing illegal with watching, is there?
No, it is with a fucking open container in my hand, it is.
All gold, get out of there.
An open container of Pepsi.
That's what you want to call it.
Why is it so hot in my fucking house?
Dude, this fucking Suburban thinks he's fucking cool.
Suburban? Does he have it dropped?
Yep.
Ugh.
With the fucking black lights underneath it.
I fucking, do you have a gun? Shoot his ass. For the first thing I would do, man.
I got a couple of dimes with me. I can go cut his tires.
Well, yeah, do that. Do something. I hate people who get, like, the biggest truck they possibly can and then drop it. Just makes me want to kill the person.
Dude, he broke a light. He hit the manhole cover. He broke his fucking black light.
Good.
Bitch. Oh, there seems to be a handy ambulance out here.
Oh, man.
Dude, now he's cussing like, god damn it.
So you get for driving a moronic car with lights underneath it.
I'm standing about a block away, but dude, he's pissed.
Majestic on location.
Lights underneath your car.
Yeah.
No, see, we're going to have to get Majestic some sort of fucking,
video phone?
Oh, like a,
video phone?
Yeah, well, yeah, some sort of remote video device.
Wireless we need like a fucking video conference while Majestic is doing that shit. You want me to set one up?
Yeah,
welcome to the SoCal Video Bridge.
That could be really disgusting.
I don't think Tron.
Tron.
The people hold up in front
Tron,
of
Tron, put that away, Tron. Jesus.
Look at this prostitute. She sucks. Ooh. It
looks like a penis, only smaller.
And look at
my favorite line.
That's my favorite, too.
And look at Leia.
I would take you right up Cast Corridor, man. You guys would see all the fucking crackheads. And then you see Majestic beating the fuck out of him.
Video phone. I thought we'd all have video phones by now. That should
catch
on.
You know what? That was what I was looking forward to. Was video phones.
Me too, man.
That was fun while it lasted. Let's go over to this other place. La da 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 da. Ooh, look, a crackhead. Maybe I should hurt this crackhead.
You should.
Oh, no, no, he's already bleeding. See ya.
Bye-bye.
I've got to find a crackhead that doesn't have a needle sticking out of his fucking neck. Damn, where are all the fucking crackheads tonight? Jesus.
You killed them all previously, previous night.
Previously on SoCal. Man, I think this is like a soap opera. Previously on Majestic SoCal.
Yeah, the best time is when you were here and you heard the guy saying, yo, man, and you were like, just keep walking, motherfucker. Just keep fucking walking.
That was good. I remember that.
Dude, it would be wise to get the fuck out of my face.
And he was like, yo, man.
Ooh, look, a crackhead under a blanket. Oh, never mind, there's a cop coming. I'll just wait for the bus.
Flip.
Oh, is that Flip?
Lone Wolf.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, what's up, bro?
That was me using my canister of air to dust my room.
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, well, you know, we got problems on here. You know all about that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Slip is, have you been on here before?
Not on this number, no.
Oh, okay, see, that's why.
Welcome.
Yeah, he's cool, Scott.
He's the one from Arizona?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, shit, I fucking moved out of Arizona. There's some motherfucker down there. That's always how it works.
Yeah, we get big trouble on this line, Slip.
Oh, that's all right.
Big fucking trouble.
Yeah, his name's Rigel Five.
Yeah, this guy's Rigel Five.
It's got the worst.
Oh, yeah. I remember there being one guy on, I think it was the Utah board, where he would jump on and spoil every fucking phone call.
Yeah, that's always happened. Always fucking happened.
Well, one thing about this board is that Scott runs it, so he pretty much knows who the fucker is and where he's calling from.
Yeah, exactly.
As you can see, you pulled where your area from, Mr. Arizona. Owned!
Oh, well, no. You guys have, you guys, somebody's got a box running out of their house or something?
No.
Kind of.
It's
not really, though.
It ran off Crossbar 5, okay? That's all you need to know.
Yeah, Crossbar, well, sure. Ah, man. So what you been up to, Slip?
Oh, man, just working a lot and school and shit and starting this new company here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah? What kind of company?
It's a company, it's kind of like, well, I'm an independent contractor and I do networking and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's basically matching up people that are independent contractors with people that need the work, so.
Oh, no doubt, man. That's fucking cool.
Yeah. I think it'll work out pretty well.
So that means just you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You're like, I find people who need work to get done, I find people who are going to do the work, and I just introduce them.
Yep. And then
that's like a commercial that for the people that go to ITC Tech. I got tired of being the guy with the orange hat. I wanted to be the guy with the white hat.
Actually, I go to ITC Tech.
Now I get to make decisions and tell people what to do.
Wait, I haven't seen that commercial, but I've seen that commercial for some sort of automotive school.
Oh, yeah. That's like our oldies rock station. I just moved back from Indiana and I've seen the same fucking commercial, same song, just different frequency. It's a commercial.
Well, who's the 12?
It's like a default commercial that's cheaper to use when they already made than to design your own.
I no longer am a loser. I get to tell other losers what to do.
Yeah.
Does Jersey keep coming back?
No.
13. No. 13 identification.
Who came in?
Goddamn, 13 people, man.
802.
Oh, Natus, what's up? Where you
can
been, bro?
Up Natus, or Staten, rather.
Is Paranoia still on here?
No. Nah, he's not on.
No.
Natus, where you been?
I'm not around.
Fucking prison. I've given him shit on the forums. He's all like, thanks for the compliment, but I don't need compliments. I need input.
Oh, when I gave him a compliment?
Yeah, did you see my reply? Well,
I replied to you, actually.
Oh, okay, I gotta check that out.
Mom died.
I remember that. Everybody shut up.
Why don't you?
This is Morris's father.
Are you that fucking lazy to fucking actually use the speakerphone?
We want
to
have phone sex with your daughter. He hung up on me. What a douche. I'm calling him back.
Call one more time.
You're going to fucking say our names. I know you.
Dude, Doug, you know me too well. You know me way too well.
I know you're right.
I'm going to say both your names right now.
Accident. Don't fucking call it.
I'm a good Samaritan. Oh, my fucking...
Let me... Shut up.
No, I'm saying...
Dude, accident, hang up. Hang up on an accident. Fucking Dakota's giving up my name.
Dakota.
Oh, I thought that wasn't your name.
No, that's what the fucking... I don't trust you, though. You're fucking bullshitting me, and then you're going to actually know my name.
Oh, wow.
Shut up now. Dakota, let me talk to him, please.
Nah, dude, I'm going to drop both your names. I think that would be real funny for them to find out who the people who are who have been rapping.
Well, they don't even know me. They don't know me.
They know me, though. They know where I live.
They'll find out. That's soon.
I'm in their son's science class, though.
They'll kick your ass. Operator. Oh, watch how we're going to say we're going to do something to the president.
I'm trying to get operator ass.
Operator.
How can I help you?
Bullshit, you're not operator. You're
I know.
Judge. Anyway, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to make a phone call here.
AT&T, how can I help you?
You forwarded it to AT&T, didn't you?
Well, there's nothing we're using it for right now. What the hell? I'll fucking use my Vonage number.
If I, like, said, I don't know, maybe something bad was going to happen to the president, would you, like, drop my docs?
AT&T, how may I help you?
I'm going to kill the president.
What?
No,
I'm going to kill the president.
What the fuck?
Press 1 to place the correct call. Press 2 for AT&T.
Dude, accident. You do realize your Annie can't be found somewhere around the line.
No, it can't.
How may I help you?
I'm going to kill the operator.
Dude, accident. You're fucking retarded, bro. You're on your fucking landline. Dude, 800s don't fuck. Oh, wait, maybe they do. I don't know. I want to forward it to an ANAC and tell me what...
Oh, he's getting arrested.
Yeah, no shit.
Dakota, you're gay.
Only you wish. Homo.
Okay, so you didn't drop.
You're gay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this?
I asked you first, bitch.
Fuck my dude.
Don't ever call her again, fucker.
Is that fat girl?
Dude, she knew it was me.
Who is that?
She knew it was you.
Yeah, who is that?
Retard? That was the same girl.
You douche.
Who's
I told you. I told you it was a suck my dick girl.
Who's
said suck my dick to a lot of girls?
Yeah, who's
you even asked if it was like, sure, why not?
Wait, what the hell?
Dude,
is
tomorrow on it was you.
Who's
what? It was you tomorrow. Doug, I'm telling her it was you tomorrow.
Who's you better answer before I fucking goddamn tone off this cough, you bitches.
Some bitch from our school, now shut up.
And why would you? Why would she know it was you? Why would she know
it
was you?
Done it before.
He did, get this, he prank called her all night long and he fucking started to admit, oh, it's me.
Is she ugly?
No, she's not. Yeah, she's good. She's big boobs.
Her face sucks, but she has nice tits.
That doesn't matter. The face is what matters. You could fucking do whatever you want with the body. It's like fucking Play-Doh. It's like clay. You could just go spend money, but you can never really spend money and fix the face, because no matter what you do, it's still going to be ugly.
Well, I don't know.
Call her back. I'm going to talk to her. How old is she?
She's fucking 15. She has a boyfriend who's 19. Or I think
she's... call her back.
I don't know. Look what they did to Mo on The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. But then again, you know, what's going to happen? Fucking... A wall's gonna fall on you, and it's gonna go back to your old face.
Don't call her back. Aw, man.
Just call her back.
You're gonna rat us out, that's why.
No, I'm just saying, it's not it's fucking this other guy who doesn't go to school with you.
Prescott.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yo, did you call the same chick again? What are you doing, bro? You know, hey, I'm sorry that he bothered you. I don't, you should just, get your boyfriend to kick his ass or something. Dude, why do you keep calling this girl? What's wrong with you, bro?
Who
I thought you were calling
hurt?
Fucking the...
Who the fuck is...
Dude,
and this girl sounds cute and everything. Go bother, like, some ugly girl, man. What the hell is wrong with you,
the
bro?
Wrong people.
Yeah, this girl sounds kind of cute. I mean, she's asleep and shit, but what, it's like 3 in the morning. That's just wrong, man. I don't know
yeah,
why you're
me,
calling
you're
this chick.
Yeah, you're fucking prank calling as usual. Because you're, like, obsessed with her.
And she has a hot name. Come on, what's wrong with you, bro?
I think she hung up.
Oh, damn it.
Hey. Still there?
That was funny.
I'm gonna kill you, Dakota.
That was awesome, bro.
That was horrible.
That was
yeah, I'm gonna say it's not
Decoders that, hey, you pick up on chicks and you blame shit on other people.
Yeah, watch. Accident, watch, she asks you. She'd be like, who was your friend? He sounded nice. Not like you. He'd be like, that was Prescott Peterson.
That's funny.
He's internationally known in Northern California by all of Prism's friends.
You're a fucking douche, Dakota.
That was funny, bro. She knew it was you already.
Hey, she's gonna beat my ass tomorrow.
Call her back and tell her not to.
I still have the bruises on my arm from last time we pulled this shit.
Call her back.
Did she fuck something to you?
Alright, hold on. Yeah, she hit me, dude.
What?
I'll call her back. I'll tell her not to hit you again.
I swear to God.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's wrong with you, bro. Seriously.
Dude, did she not punch you in the back? I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
Oh, see, man? See what you're doing? This girl's going to hate you and everything. Is it really worth it, man?
Dude, I'm fucking pissed off. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. This isn't only waking me up. It's like, you know, my fucking parents, dude.
Yeah, why are you doing that, bro?
Because told me to.
No.
Okay.
You're fucking
yes, you did, you faggot.
Just trying to blame.
Well, dude, I told you both not to be fucking pulling this shit, man. Call AT&T or something.
Dude.
Don't be waking up this chick. What's wrong with you? Seriously.
Sorry for fucking being retarded. You just want to be like...
Dude, you told me to do it, asshole.
Shut up, man. You know me. What the hell?
Okay, why don't you guys just go to sleep or something?
Well, what the hell?
No, we don't want to. We want to talk to you, actually, but, you know.
Yeah,
last time we did this, you were wide awake. What the hell?
That's good. I couldn't fucking sleep, dude.
See?
Well, shit.
See what you do?
I blame. He was
okay.
Like, call this phone number. And I was like, okay.
Shut up.
I swear.
Yeah, see, you're a good liar.
Heather's
that's really
like
nice.
Fucking sleeping. Heather's like fucking sleeping, and you're like being, oh, I'm gonna
people
be
sleep? Oh, hackers don't sleep.
Hell no.
Okay, I'm gonna go to sleep now.
Alright, have a nice
day. Alright, babe, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Get the crap out of this grave tomorrow.
I'm gonna kill you.
I'm done. What the fuck are you talking about?
Shut up, Stug.
Thank you. Oh, what the fuck?
God, douche.
Is that person's last name too? Are you related?
Decoder.
No. Doug, point it somewhere.
Oh, yeah, just spell it out for fucking decoder. No,
right,
hold,
I swear to God, if it's Heather again, I'm going to kill you.
I swear to you, it's not. I swear to you. Of course it is.
No, I got to stop the bus. We got to do this radio show. What do we? What's a good name for a radio show?
Oh, God. I don't know. So it's a Lucky Chuck to be like a Matt Goldstein version 2? I don't know. He's got the 2600 email address. He's trying to start a radio show.
He got the 2600 email address because, you know, they gave it to him.
I know, I'm just giving him shit.
If they gave me a 2600 email address, I'd fucking take it too.
Oh, yeah, I would too. I'd be like, this is funny shit.
What's a good name, though? I gotta talk to Lucky about this. Because he mentioned something about it, and that's when I was like, yo, dude, go listen to, like, Radio Freak America. You know? And fucking, yeah.
Like, you could have it, like, phone time with Dakota and Lucky.
Phone time?
Phone time with the Cobra Fit Lucky is a pretty good one.
The phone zone.
Phone zone on CB zone.
Called, like, phone radio.
Phone radio.
Phone on the radio.
It's, like radio.
It's like a phone, but on the radio. That's just not right.
You can call it Comp Horse.
That was fucking funny. Oh, the only person I can think of is Decoder. He's probably on the SoCal right now.
Yeah, you guys are going to do a radio show. You got to at least do the justice of making sure you guys kind of like write up an itinerary before you get on there.
Oh, no, no. We're not just going to get on there and bullshit. Although, fucking, I think Lucky and I could just get on there and bullshit.
It would work, man.
Yeah, I think it would work.
I used to do TV production.
Yeah.
So, like, I have, like, I mean, I fucking made mistakes before. Yeah, let me tell you, like, it doesn't matter if you don't get to all the points on your itinerary.
As long as, that's true, though. You have to have
and, like, you know, and, like, it's a good idea to, like, start filling out that itinerary, not to be, like, talk about, like, the bridges. Like, you know, like, maybe, like, have some other points in there so, like, when you actually get up there, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know.
Yeah.
It does have to have some sort of fucking battle plan that you fucking know you're going to talk about.
Or just have a fucking Lucky Decoder's one-hour comedy hour.
I still think phone time. Phone time. You could, like, kind of play it off as, like, a whole Mr. Rogers thing, you know?
Yeah, dude, I'll hook you up with some music in the intro and everything.
Phone time with Lucky Decoder. No, we're going to use just copyrighted music.
I know.
About it.
I know. That's what I'm doing.
You need to copyright. I, you know.
I pissed off the RAA.
Fucking. I always figured, like, because I had this idea before too about having a radio show, and I always figured. This...
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. In love with me.
4, Pete, 4, 3, 3, 3, 2, Pete, 5, Pete.